Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly L. Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silver Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on this show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions, or email me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
Good morning, everyone. I am so excited today, and you know I don't get excited very much, because I am looking at the idea of having a fantastic interview. I've got company today, but I want to give a shout out to my family on PositivePower21.org, and hope you all are doing well. And this has been a really good week. I hope it's been a good week for you too. All right, so let's get our week started and our show started by doing our normal relaxation and asking God to come in and be with us during this time and also during the week. So remember, if you're driving, you cannot do this. You can listen, but do not close your eyes. If you're operating any type of machinery, stop. Or be able to listen to this during a time when you can do that. So take a deep breath in. Take another deep breath in. And out. And relax. There is a power and a presence that is part of us that has always been and always will be. This power and presence is what created the universe and created us. This power and presence is known to us as God or as Jehovah. And we ask that this power and presence be with us during this time frame of this particular show, because we are asking that whatever we talk about today is going to be a blessing to whomever is listening on this day. We want to take another deep breath in and out. We ask that this week we have a powerful week. We have a week that is filled with potential and that realized. We ask that you walk with us this entire week and show us and give us guidance on the way that we should do, the way we should answer questions, the way we should react when anyone is near us, because we know that our reaction can start either a wonderful ball rolling with wonderful intentions, or we can have a wall rolling where there is tension. And we want wonderful intentions and kindness and love during this week. So take another deep breath in and out. And we want to say thank you, thank you. It is done. It is so. All right. Well, that's a good week for us, and we are looking at wonderful things going forth in our life today. So you want to know why I'm excited today? I'm excited because my guest is Akella Renee. And Akella Renee, I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, and I know you're continuing to enjoy this wonderful weather in Texas.
Yeah. Pretty hot.
Yes, and it did cool down a little bit. It's funny how when you say, oh, it's only going to be 90 degrees today, it's going to be cool.
Right.
After so many days of over 100. But that's wonderful. I'm so happy to have you with me today on the show. And I'm glad
you
consented. Yes. Well, let me tell you, audience, Ms. Renee lives in an area called Cedar Hill, Texas. And she has degrees from Morris Brown College in Atlanta, Georgia, and Texas Women's University in Houston. And this lady, she had a successful career in healthcare, but, you know, she's kind of like me. She likes to write, and she wants to do storytelling. And so it called her. You know, it's not often people kind of know their calling, and they kind of know their purpose. And I've met many of you who are not sure of your purpose, but we're going to talk to Ms. Renee about that. Doing that, but she decided to pursue her passion. But we're going to talk today about her book, The Cost of Baggage. And so on Amazon, it tells us about her book synopsis, which says, with a rewarding career and a potential new love entrance, Monique Daniels is at a crossroads in life. While she's up for a promotion that would put her in a new tax bracket and has the perfect man to complement her new lifestyle, she's carrying another man's child on top of all the other emotional baggage. If she doesn't confront her past dysfunctions and acknowledge her role in them, she stands to lose everything that she single-handedly worked so hard to achieve. And will the cost of baggage be enough to make her clear the relationship clutter in her life so she can finally move? Now, for me, this story is about choices. It's a story about finding oneself, a story about what you desire could be right, standing right in front of you, and you don't really realize what it is. So, Akella, I found this book so fascinating. And, you know, I wrote on my blog that I couldn't put it down until I finished reading the entire book. I was on one of my camping trips, and it was like, okay, it's time for, a fiction book. I'd been reading nonfiction most of the time. And I started reading it about 4 in the afternoon, and I read until 2 in the morning, and then I got up and had my breakfast and read it till I couldn't finish it. So you tell me, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, writing has been a dream of mine all my life growing up. That's something I've always wanted to do. And this particular story, there's one scene in the book that came to me in a dream. And most of my ideas for books come in the form of dreams. And so when I had a dream, it's the airport scene in the book. I woke up in the middle of the night, pulled out my Mac, wrote all that I could remember, and I put it away for 2 years. And I tell people, you know, accountability is key. I wanted to write all my life, but only those that were very close to me ever knew that. And I got to a point in my life where I was going to a writer's conference, And I'm like, well, if I got to take time off of work, then people are going to ask me, what am I doing? So I need to go ahead and tell them I'm going to a writer's conference. And now is my time to tell the world that I want to be a writer. And mm-hmm. I never wanted to do that because I didn't want people to hold me accountable and say, oh, well, where's that book you said you were going to write? So I waited. And finally I started telling people, this is what I want to do. This is what my passion is. And throughout that time, I started writing other stories. And finally I got serious about it. And I'm like, let me go back to that one story that I wrote, that airport scene. And it was 2 years later that I picked that up and flushed it all out. And that's the book you have before you today.
Oh. Well, what was your inspiration for Monique?
Well, a lot of it, and I tell people this, I say 30% is me and 30% are my friends and 40% of it is fiction. So some of the things that I took Monique Daniels through, which is the main character, I had experienced or had heard stories of other of my friends that had experienced, and I kind of just put it all together. Now, when I first started writing this, I had no title, and I was going through some relationship issues of my own, and a friend of mine asked me, she said, Keela, do you have baggage? And I'm like, no, I don't have baggage. And about a week later, I'm like, yeah, I have some baggage. Mm-hmm. I do. And I think that's what this character has. And so mm-hmm. I played around with the title and got from baggage fees, baggage claim, lost in baggage, to the cost of baggage.
Okay. Well, you know, and that's funny because I think every author goes through this moment in time or they start off with one title for the book because that and they have the vision for that, and then it just morphs as the book morphs,
yeah.
or as questions get asked about the book. And I know in many books, especially fiction, that there's some line in the book that has the title, or
mm-hmm.
there's a refrain that has the title. And I felt that the title that you chose was absolutely perfect because it does cost
you
when you have baggage. It costs you in relationships. It costs you, in the decisions that you make every day. And I'm not just talking about relationship baggage. I'm talking about baggage regarding the way we feel about ourselves, about the way we feel about working or we feel about money or we feel about whatever it is. There's some, what I call is our beliefs. Our belief system has us to a point where it affects everything in our life. And until we realize what those are, then we don't make changes. And that's what Monique did. She wound up realizing what her baggage was and realizing the importance of things in her life. And no, audience, I am not telling you what's going on. You got to buy the book. But she has to, she has to go through these things to realize what's changing her life, right? And mm-hmm. and as I talked about, she had it right in front of her for years. She just ignored him. And that there's this person in your life. And a lot of us have had this person in our life that's been there for us
mm-hmm.
all along. And we take them for granted at times, right? Or we discount it. That's just a friend. Or, but we
don't
always realize it. Yes, mm-hmm. they'll always be there. And we don't realize it. Sometimes we realize it too late after they got tired.
Right.
Not acknowledging, right? And then other times we go, oh, my God, yes. Wow, why didn't I see that? Or circumstances mm-hmm. change or our belief changes or something of that nature and we go through.
And I think that's the cause of us. I think that's a cause of us being too focused on one thing other than everything mm-hmm. else that's around us, and we're pushing for that one thing, whether that one thing is good or bad, we don't really know, but we're so focused on our career or going to the next goal that we've set for ourselves that sometimes you miss things that may be in your peripheral because you're just going straight ahead and missing out on life too.
Yes. You know, and you brought that up and the idea of where people say, well, when I lose these 20 pounds, I'll go do so-and-so, right?
Right.
Or when the kids get out of school, then I'll do this. Or it's always something that prevents them from moving forward. And that's something that I talk about is the idea is don't wait. No guarantee that you'll be there. That's my favorite one that I've seen. And I think I saw this before Facebook, is the one where they were at a funeral, a woman's funeral, and someone said, oh, I really love what you have on her. And she says, yeah, she bought that many years ago saying she wanted to wear it on a special occasion.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and it's like, really? You know, don't say things to special occasions. Yesterday I had a friend come over for dinner, and I just went, I haven't used my good dishes in a while. It's just the two of us. I don't care. We're using the good dishes. Or
right.
Sometimes you're, I don't know, are you single or married?
I'm single.
One of the things I do is I'll set the table for myself, and I'll use the good dishes. I'm single too. So you pamper yourself is the idea, but you don't wait. So I know we got off topic for a little bit, but that's okay. The idea being is that your book itself elicits a lot of internal conversation. And
right.
As I was reading and I'm going, okay, what's she going to do next? Yeah, I know she needs to do that. Oh, and when she went with her friend to get help, her friend's friend for help, it was like, oh, yeah, this is cool. This is right down my alley, right? Coach Bev, yeah, she needs that, right?
Yes,
that's the other piece that got me going. It's like, okay, she went for help, yay. All right, so here's my next question for you, so and get back on topic. Did you hire a book coach to help you?
You know, my editor, it's a good question, because the person that edited my book, she coached me along the way, but that's not what I hired her for. And since the last time I talked to her was just a couple months ago, she said, I've gotten out of the editing business and I'm just coaching now because there's so many authors out there that when they, you know, their first draft, it's like, yep, it's done. But there's no one there to kind of coach them, to help them look at this paragraph, go back to this chapter, let's massage this a little bit. And that's exactly what she did for me, without being my official coach, you know. And I think that's something that's very, very needed. And I will
do
that the next time on my next book.
I'm hearing you say is that every author needs to have someone that goes back, especially fiction, because you're doing dialogue, you're creating themes, they go back and look at the material to, one, make sure it's cohesive, two, get the dialogue, moves the story forward, but keeps you in tension, right? And that, folks, that's not intention, that is in. New word, tension. you're stressed, so to speak. You can't wait for the next chapter, or you, yeah. And I know some people skip to the end and read the end. I don't do that.
But
the
idea
is,
never do that.
No, I mean there have been times when I was tempted, but the key is that the story moves in a way that you stay engaged. And so many authors, like you said, write the book, and then they say, okay, this is my book. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to read some of those that have been, okay, read my book, right? And then I make some suggestions, right? We got to make it flow in such a way. Or who is this character? You know, they just came out of the blue, you know? Kind of reminds me of the soap opera character that went upstairs and 5 years later came back down the stairs. Yeah, it's like they wrote him out of the show and then brought him back. So you want to make sure that your characters have a personality, that they come to life, that people can identify with the characters, the main characters. I mean, we know there are those that come in and come out of the story to help move the story along, but the whole thing is, you want your audience to be engaged. Okay, so your book is a novella. Can you tell our audience what that means?
A novella is a short story, and I started with the novella because I think I'm getting away from this now as I'm learning and growing every day. I felt like I just wanted to get in there, tell a story, get out. Make it quick and simple, and make it a quick read. But as I'm doing more reading and talking to more people, it's like, you know, there's some good things about having a full-fledged novel. You know, you can really go deep with the characters. And I think for me, with writing this one, I didn't want to take that chance to go as deep. But I will say, I've gotten a couple of reviews from people, and they're like, well, we want more.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened with Monique and Mason?
Yes.
Can you make a sequel? So, you know, I'm just like,
that was one of my questions. Will this book be a part of a series, right? Because you can do quite a bit with Monique and Mason, or you can do, you know, you can talk about her girlfriend, right? There's lots of ways you can take that. So
absolutely,
how do you
I think I will do that.
Yeah, and that would be good. I'll be not patiently, impatiently waiting for it. So, how do you define your style of writing?
You know, that's something that I'm still developing. Because a lot of times when I write, well, what I've always wanted to do growing up is use the characters to push my own agenda or my point on things or how I feel about a certain topic.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start writing, characters take on their own personalities. So that's a whole nother conversation of how you may want your character to go left, and they're like, no, I'm going right because this is the right way for me. Okay, so, but I would say I'm still developing my writing style. And with this being my first book and still working on a couple of other projects, it's still evolving. You know, I can tell you that when I read other authors, read other fiction books, I see their style. I can see it, and I can pinpoint it. And I'm still kind of figure out what mine is exactly.
Well, have you ever just thought about let it evolve and not worry about what it is? Just let it be.
You know what? That's a good way to think about it, because it is what it is, and there's nothing I can do to change it. And if I did change it, then that wouldn't be authentic.
That's right. So just let it evolve. Let it, you know, it's how, and here's what just came to me. Well, I say my download is to let spirit guide you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then it will be what it's supposed to be.
I like that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. That was downloaded to me, so I'm just telling you.
Thank you.
So, do you have any advice for other writers?
Yes, I do. I mean, if you've
if you're an aspiring writer and something that you've always wanted to do, by all means, I say go after it, because it's a goal and it's something that you can obtain and you can reach, whether it's published or not, whether you're writing for yourself or you're writing for the next person. It's something that you will feel accomplishment. You will feel accomplished if you were to pursue your passion, if that's one of them. My advice is to write, like I've heard all the time, is write every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do I do that? No, I do not. I try to create time. I put a post on my Instagram page the other day, and it said, today's goal is I will find the time to write. And then I deleted it. And I'm like, no, I have to create the time to write,
yes.
Not find it. I have to create
it, right.
And carve it out. Yes. And so I am really trying to be more intentional about doing that, because the more you write, the better you get at your craft. And I'm working on that.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
All right. But there'll be little short things that you might write, and it's on the file, and you might have a directory where you store all these little snippets. And you might go back in a year or two, like you went back for this book, and you go, I wrote that? I really wrote that? Oh, okay. Well, where was I thinking about it that time? Even if you keep a journal, so people, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be on the computer. You can have a journal. I've got journals all over the place because I couldn't find the one I was writing in, so I'd pick another one, because an idea shows up and you start writing. Right? And if you mm-hmm. don't have your pen and paper with you, and I recommend pen and paper, because there is a connection between your hand, the paper, and your brain and your subconscious. You know, that's what I talk about. So you use pen and paper. And then if it's really, you know, your fingers can fly across the keyboard, okay, go to the keyboard. But when you're writing, like, your intentions or the things you want to do, or what you want to do in life, write it with pen and paper to get that done. Okay, so here's my silly questions. White or red wine or none?
Red.
Okay. Coffee, tea, or water?
I'm going to say water.
Okay, so we got red wine and water. What is your favorite food?
I'm going to have to go with Italian food.
Yeah, that's mine too. All right. Where is one place in the world that you would really love to visit someday?
Probably South Africa.
South Africa.
That's on a
That's
on a bucket list to go, you know, at some point in time.
Okay. Now, Akayla is available to share her gifts and talents. So how can someone get in contact with you if they want you to come speak?
Absolutely. You can email me, and my email address is Akayla, that's A-K-E-L-A, at Akayla Renee. And Renee is spelled R-E-N-A-E, so that's Akayla at A-K-E-L-A, R-E-N-A-E. com.
All right. Well, you know, it's been a pleasure. And by the way, her book's available on Amazon, and in the description for this show on Blog Talk Radio, there is a link for you. So it has been a pleasure to have you with us today. And everybody,
I want you
to visit Akayla's website at Akayla. Is there a J in there? No, Akayla.
No.
Renee. No, Jay, that's a typo on my screen. AKELARENAE.com. All right.
Right.
And visit
Thank
with
you
her.
So
Thank you.
Thank you so
for
much for having
here.
Me.
All right, everyone. And I will not be with you on the week of August the 24th. I have a conference. So we are going to skip a week, and I will see you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.